Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Muliwa Gavaza, and for today we do get into a conversation around, an extension of what we've been talking about of late, and that is all of the pressures that are on consumers and businesses right now. You know, whether we're talking about oil prices, whether we're talking about, all the macroeconomic factors, geopolitical tensions and the like, but one of the big ones that we've literally been talking about week in, week out since the start of the year is, some of this inflation risk that people were worried about. Even before Russia invaded Ukraine, there had been all of those tensions around inflation, and especially because, you know, there's more economic activity now, more of the world is now opened up, and that does come with a bit of inflationary pressure. We saw this week the US Fed, if I remember correctly, they increased interest rates for the first time in a number of years, just as a sign of the times that we are in right now. So with all of that being said, we're going to be talking about why inflation beating returns are the lifeboat that you need when it comes to these turbulent waters that we find ourselves in, and to help us to navigate in these waters and the type of boat that people need out there. We are joined by Sonia Steyn, who is the head of wealth management strategy for private wealth and business management over at Consult, which is by Momentum. Sonia, greetings to you today.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be present in your session this morning.
No, definitely. Thank you so much for being with us. Quite enjoyed. I think one of the things that interested us in having this discussion was a piece that you wrote around the type of boat that people need. You know, the analogy to sailing, the analogy from the Jaws. I'm going to ask a little bit about that later on, but I think in the beginning, we've spoken before to Momentum on this platform, so I think a lot of people know the Momentum name. But when it comes to your work over at Consult, maybe you could give us a little bit of insight around what's going on there and, you know, the type of work that you guys are involved in.
Absolutely, thank you. Momentum Consult, we've recently rebranded our business, and our name is Consult. And I think that is so relevant to the journey that we take clients on, to consult them on their financial planning and advice matters through our franchises that we have nationally in South Africa. So we've got over 300 advisors that specialize in certain areas. My part in the business is really to represent the wealth management, which incorporates a private wealth component, and that's for our high net worth clients, as well as a business component, and that's to ensure that we establish and have proper propositions that we offer to our franchises so that they are enabled and empowered to help clients in their journey to success in investments, retirement planning, and all other matters relating to investment opportunities.
Now, with that said, then the fact that you guys are investing clients, could you take us through the boat analogy? I really quite enjoyed it because I think I remember watching Jaws. I must have been very young, you know, back in the day. So there's, you know, a couple of things that I do remember. But what I do, but more than anything else, Jaws is famous for the man eating shark. You know, that was, you know, I think we can even use the word ginormous or huge or humongous, to give that description. So, what are you saying, and what are we talking about when we're talking about, the jaws of inflation?
Yes, I think that is a great analogy, especially in what we've seen in our world in the recent space of 2-3 weeks, and also the last 2 years, which we've seen with COVID changing our lives tremendously in very different ways. So the boat analogy is really how we see an investment client weathering the storms of all the challenges that we face in our journey to our specific client outcome or need, or where we're saving towards, etc. So especially for our retirement clients, you know, if you're in a boat and you haven't made sure that you can really weather the storms, even in the calm waters, you know, it's very important to understand what you're up against, and that you ensure that your boat can actually you know, take you to your place that you need to get to within a certain time, and that you actually get to the right destination and not ending up in a wrong destination because of elements that you actually didn't consider and take into consideration on this journey to retirement or to a specific investment outcome.
With all of that in mind, you know, what you're talking about, all of the different factors, the journey that people want to go on when it comes to their returns, or at least maintaining some type of financial stability out there. Inflation, right? We've spoken about inflation quite a bit. Right. And one of the things that we are trying to understand is we understand how inflation works, at least from a, you know, day to day life, you know, type of manner. The oil prices have really, I think, been a wonderful case study for anyone who wants to understand how inflation works, because we're literally seeing it happening in real time. To say that once upon a time fuel was 12 rand 50, but now people are paying over 20 rand, you know, at the pump. We're literally seeing the fact that just to fuel up, it's costing us more money, and it's translating to higher transport prices, etc., etc. But when it comes to the world of, I guess, investment, right, is inflation something that is there to hurt our investments, or is it something that is there, you know, that can help us when it comes to investments? How does it affect, you know, that part of the world when people are planning their portfolios?
Absolutely. I have to say, I think the most important challenge for any investor is inflation. And that can pose the biggest risk on your investment over time as well. As we've seen lately, you know, I think almost apart from our inflation, the rest of the world's inflation is actually posing a bigger risk to our South African investors. But we've seen that, you know, because we're in the emerging markets, we are more proactive and sensitive to inflation than our developed market economies. That's way more stable. And we've seen that there was already interest rates since last year, November. We know that is also a bit of a structural shift as a result of, you know, supply distribution that was limited during COVID, and there wasn't a lot of consumer spending. But back to our reality, given South Africa's position as a net oil importer, international oil prices pose the largest upside threat to local inflation outlook, particularly given the recent sanctions imposed on Russian oil supply by the United States. So if we see this conflict of the war in the Ukraine intensifying or continuing, we will definitely see that, you know, there could be more sanctions against Russia's commodity markets, and this will definitely pose a risk on our core inflation going forward. So what's the impact on our investors? So for our investors, it's very important. To me, there's two things. When you look at your investment, you have to make sure that you outperform inflation with your returns over time. Otherwise, buying power is restricted in future. And as a part of that, it's not only co-inflation that's the important bit within the investment world, but it's also for a client to understand their personal inflation basket. So what I mean by that, and you alluded to that just before, and it's also how does all of this have an impact on your expenses every month? What is your liabilities? So the increase in the oil price, we've seen that in our fuel. If we fill up, it's definitely a higher cost to your monthly living. And interest rates are moving upwards. We've seen medical inflation moving way higher than our core inflation. We all know that. So when we get to retirement or we plan for retirement, it's very important to take this personal basket of inflation into consideration, because this will have a huge impact on your withdrawal percentage and especially on the impact of your capital longevity into the future.
So when you're looking at, looking at what's happened in the markets then, with everything that's going on, all the factors that you've just said, I think you even started off by saying that, you know, inflation can be, you know, one of the biggest headaches for investors out there. With that as some type of a backdrop, then how have you seen the resilience, if at all, of the markets right now, since I'm trying to even think, you know, whether we can use the invasion of Ukraine as a baseline, or maybe we can start from the beginning of the year. How are you finding the markets at the moment, especially one as a place for people to be parking their money, but two as a place, you know, just in terms of volatility? That's what a lot of investors tend to be worried about. You know, no one wants the wild swings, you know, that we've seen in past crises.
Absolutely. Well, let's just start with, the war and the impact on Ukraine. It actually, initially, we didn't see a significant flight from a risky markets and asset classes, which was quite interesting. And from a South African perspective, the rand as well as the bond market also held up ground surprisingly well. But as time carried on, in a week later, we could see that there was significant more volatility in markets, and that was local and global. And the reason for this specifically was it was more share driven than with companies having direct operations in Russia and Ukraine, and they were trying to actually exit those markets, and from there it's actually a very difficult one to do that, but that caused some of the volatility. However, we do see that energy shares, gold and platinum group of metals, all of them are continuing actually to support the local and global markets. And on that point, I think the gold price and gold are also one of the things that extended support to the South African market. But in saying that, the impact of the inflation could have a result of obviously interest rates increasing. And for some clients, fixed interest type of instruments and funds, and you do take income from that, that is actually a good time for you to have more income available to you as a result of that. But for our investment clients that have an investment over a period of time, it always is important to stay invested. And as I said, don't jump ship. This is not the time. It is the time to stay invested, especially to have opportunities, to move into a world of diversified portfolio if you're not in one already. It's always important to balance your defensive assets and your growth assets in your portfolio. And we know there's a lot of volatility, and there is volatility. We've seen that also in the last 2 years. But if you actually de-risked your investment, you would have lost out on the total return back into the same levels and higher. So it's very important to stay the course, to stay invested, and have a well-diversified portfolio. If we just look at asset classes, perhaps you can hedge a bit of the inflation risk there through inflation-linked bonds. That's always an alternative. But these ones are good, especially we believe in the next 6 months or so. This will achieve good returns for our clients. But in the long term, remember, inflation-linked bonds can also be very volatile, and you do sacrifice a bit of returns in the long term. So back to a summary then, I do believe stay in a well-diversified portfolio. That is the best way to weather the market, but also to stay the course and to make sure that you outperform inflation targets in the long term.
All right. So apart from staying on the boat, which understandably is not always easy, especially in turbulent times, we see that well-seasoned investors are the ones that are able to ride out the peaks and the troughs of the markets, especially where there are really wild swings, because you sort of understand that over time, generally in the market, there tends to be an upward trend, but in the moment it does feel as if there are big swings at the moment. One can even just think about the Chinese crackdown on technology companies, which has been causing a lot of volatility. A lot of volatility in those stocks, and on the South African market through Naspers because of Tencent and all of those wild swings. But I guess staying invested over time, it's easier said than done for a lot of people. They just don't want to feel like they're losing anything. So just giving them that ability to say, okay, fine, you can ride the storm out and just keep going and just, wait it out. Very hard thing to do. Apart from, staying in the boat, what are the strategies do we have out there for people to stay in there? And at the same time, is this a game at the moment with everything that's going on? Who's set to benefit more? Because you have retail investors, you've got institutional investors. Whose game is it right now, or is it everyone equal opportunity?
I would like to start with some research. I know it's very, very difficult to stay the course, and especially if you see there's a downturn in your investment value. But it's very important to stick to your financial plan that you have set up with your financial advisor, so that you do understand the long-term challenges and to stay the course. So just maybe for example, there's been quite a lot of research done in 2020 and 2021 because of COVID and the impact of that. And we've definitely seen that clients were more active in the investment world, in the sense of they actually wanted more control over the investments over that period in tough time. And we saw that clients actually saved more. So, but the problem is switching. So that is the main behavior change in times like this that we really want to limit. And I believe that almost a coaching component from the advisor side is adding more value to your client's portfolio than anything else. We've seen in research done by Momentum and the Pretoria University that there was 50% increase in switches on the Momentum Wealth platform over the last year. So the reason could be, yes, that we have fear, that we want to move in more safe asset classes to get away from the volatility, or to back yesterday's euros and good returns. But what we've actually seen in that year is that clients lost almost a big number. This is millions, and it's 3.5% of returns that they've actually lost as a result of this behavior that had an impact on the investments. So back to who is benefiting in this environment, perhaps. I do believe that all investors are the beneficiaries of any environment in the economy at the moment. So if we look at investing in unit trusts, for instance, you know, the fund managers or your discretionary fund manager can negotiate institutional rates, and this is passed through to clients. So I do believe that clients are also in the same situation, and it all depends, you know, where you actually, your platform, your discretionary fund manager, and how you advised on your vehicles and your funds and all model portfolios that you do invest in for the long term.
So then with that in mind, is it then better for people to be investing through someone, or, you know, is this because a lot of people do wonder about something like that, and especially when you see the fact that the likes of Easy Equities, the trading platform that, you know, really popularized fractional share ownership and the like in South Africa, has over 500,000 you know, users on its platform, just showing the interest that there at least is you know, in the market. So at the moment, is it better for people to perhaps get some professional advice, or, you know, are we confident that as long as a person knows the right places to search for information, that people can, you know, somewhat self-educate as long as they're serious about it?
I would like to answer that in two ways. You know, I always believe that there's entrepreneurs in investments, and we find clients like that. And, you know, there's a lot of ways how you can do that. If you want to look into shares and you've got a smaller amount, perhaps Easy Equities is your best solution, because it's a lower cost solution, and you've got an opportunity to seek your own opportunities in that way. But the moment when we say for long-term outcomes, for instance, like retirement or securing a certain you know, issues in your life like disability or severe illness that could happen to you, I believe you have to look for a financial planner that can support you in planning for these events, or then for retirement and or specific needs that you have in your lifetime. So what is important to me is, you know, what is the value of an advisor? Now, there's a lot of people with a lot of opinions around this, but I do believe this is a very professional industry that we are living in, and we, the important part is you are actually planning for somebody's life and not only their money. And therefore, it's important to make sure that you have good advice if you look into those. So, for instance, you know, if we look at clients, it's not always just the implementation of the funds that we actually look at initially, but it's more important to help your client to understand their behavior towards getting to these outcomes. And the important one here is also, you know, to understand your personal, as I said, your personal expenses and how you can manage that. If you plan for retirement, you know, there is specific liquidity positions that you want to put yourself in. You want to have knowledge and advice to reduce your tax liability in future. These are all things that can help you at the end of the term when you have to look at a withdrawal rate that is currently now not higher than 4 to 5%. It is very important to manage your investment vehicles, your tax, your liquidity position, and all of that, so that you do that way before you actually get to retirement, because that will definitely help you to be in a better position to curb inflation perhaps in future, lower growth perhaps over this period of time, and to manage the balance between volatility, inflation, your growth assets and your defensive assets. And it's important to have this advice for clients in the future, and also to help them to understand their own financial position throughout their lifetime.
One of the things that I want us to maybe switch over to and get a sense of as we're rounding up the discussion, Sonia, is the fact that with everything that we've spoken about today, you've even brought in, considerations around, things like taxes, getting, financial planners involved, and everything, is to say, we started off this conversation talking about being in the jaws of inflation. We characterized what the market, the environment, is looking like right now. The factors that we are concerned about, particularly inflation, oil prices, etc., is this something that is being looked at? Are these factors being looked at in the market as sort of being short-term shocks to everything that's going on, particularly around Russia, Ukraine? Or are some of these things just being seen as, okay, fine, we're coming out of a pandemic, so we should be expecting pressures on things like inflation for the foreseeable future or for the long term?
As I've mentioned earlier, the hike that we've seen in interest rates already spoke to the inflation hike that we've seen as a result of the COVID period. But global inflation, is a bigger risk over the short term for South Africa and our inflation rate. But taking into consideration, the higher interest rate could is more favorable for clients as well if we look at local bonds, which will provide a higher yield in investment. So there's good news to that too. And therefore, my point on diversification and having that in place. So in the short term, definitely the oil prices will definitely have a huge impact on us, and especially on potential interest rate hikes in the near future. In the long term, though, there could be a downside risk on growth as a result of this higher global inflation. And geopolitical conflict, that can bring a longer term impact on inflation for South Africa.
No, most certainly it's going to be something, for us to watch. I guess all of it lends itself to what we're speaking about earlier on, staying invested in the market, but also at the same time having that discernment that I guess comes with experience about some of the things that we read about or see in the markets is noise, or whether something that's actually going to be fundamentally going to rock someone's portfolio, or fundamentally going to be an opportunity that people can take advantage of. On the last point, Sonia, your outlook just around, you know, where things are going, and I guess some of the issues that investors continue to face out there. We've already touched on issues of interest rates. We've touched on inflation, etc. Just your outlook when you look into the crystal ball, you know, is there anything else that people should be concerned about, or at the moment, is it just these factors that people should be worried about?
I suppose there's always a couple of things that we need to take into consideration. Perhaps maybe let's just allude back to the oil price. You know, that could be something from short term to medium term. But as we see perhaps the Eurozone and the rest of the world finding alternatives for energy sources or green sources, you know, they want to get away from the dependency of Russia. So I believe in the long term that could bring a correction in the oil price if there's sustainable sources of energy and it becomes available. Currently, it's important to be aware of low growth. Low growth is something that we experience in South Africa at the moment, and the real reasons for that is obviously a result of high global inflation, but also our high unemployment, our persistent energy supply constraints. So there is quite a lot of challenges there. But there's also opportunity in the equity market returns in the next year. It's likely to be driven by re-rating rather than earnings. That is our prediction there. And then from a property perspective, we know that stays under pressure. You know, there's sharp rises in operating costs, there's lower rental growth, and we still see that component of the market being under pressure. From a rand perspective, we do believe that, you know, the rand is pricing more or less where we do find that in the band of the rand as we see it now. So that currently is in place, and we do foresee going forward that the inflation rate will stay between 4.5 and 6%, although the growth is low. So taking all of that into consideration, bond markets could offer nice yields in the foreseeable future. But we not, you know, if we look at offshore assets, you know, there is limited growth there at the moment. But obviously, you know, with the rand depreciation and inflation globally, it's always important to stay invested in those markets as well, as they are the bigger part of the world economy. So in a nutshell, then, I think that's where we find ourselves in the current scenario.
So that's been it. It was really great talking about the type of boat, you know, that we need to be able to navigate some of the uncertainty that's going on out in the world right now. We were talking to Sonia Steyn, who is the head of wealth management strategies for the private wealth and business management unit over at Consult by Momentum, and she was giving us insight into, like I said, the boats that we need, but more specifically some of the strategies that people could be employing at this time, because we want to take this conversation forward. We've been talking quite a bit about all of the pressures that are on consumers, businesses, investors, because of what's going on in the world, particularly the inflation risk over the last couple of months. And Sonia is coming in to give us some of the more practical elements of how people can design their portfolios, you know, to help to hedge some of the risk, some of the factors that people should be paying, you know, close attention to. There's the inflation issue, which is, you know, quite well articulated, but also issues around, you know, Russia, Ukraine, things around the oil prices, interest rates, and then also talking, you know, towards the end about all the other factors. We always call them the universal factors that people need to be concerned about: unemployment, energy crisis over in South Africa, the way the rand is sitting. And she's also then talking about the different markets that people could be invested in, you know, whether it's unit trust, whether it's the bond market, you know, maybe some type of offshore investment. One of the big messages that she then drives is to say that, you know, staying invested is important, you know, despite some of the short-term volatility that people then see. You know, it's important to always have a sober mind and to know that, you know, none of this stuff lasts forever. So, Sonia, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
We've heard this message time and time again, the message of staying invested, even through, you know, some of the rough patches, some of the rough times, right? And it's very easy when people see, you know, some of the wild swings in the market, why people would want to jump ship, if we're going to be continuing with our boat analogy. But, you know, that is literally the nature of the markets. It's like sailing, in any ocean or any waters. At some point, there will be turbulence, there will be rough waters, rough seas, but as long as you've built a strong enough boat, and in this particular case, a strong enough portfolio, then you should be able to ride out some of the more choppy waters, you know, and, you know, make it to your destination. Your destination is obviously self-defined around the type of financial goals that you have for yourself. But it does lend itself to just staying calm in the markets, because it's not always easy. Because if one can think about the last, let's say, 30 years, right, and we say that the market generally went up because the likes of Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway have benefited from investments that have grown over decades, right? If someone invested in, let's say, Coca-Cola back in 1990, maybe not even Coca-Cola, but, you know, in the market, maybe, you know, the NASDAQ, maybe the S&P 500, whatever it is, back in 1990, the JSE All Share, obviously there would have been periods of turbulence along the way. One can think about it should have been the inflation crisis that happened in the 90s that started out in Japan, the volatility that started there, Y2K that came just at the turn of the millennium, and all the shocks and all of the uncertainty that was around technology investing, and, you know, Y2K compliance and all of that stuff, the 2008 global financial crisis, the housing bubble when it burst, COVID-19, you know, just over the last couple of years, and now we've got this stuff with Russia and Ukraine. And along the way, there have been other shocks that have happened along the way, you know, that we haven't even mentioned yet. But someone who had invested in some of those markets in 1990 and just stayed invested until now would have reaped the benefits of compounding returns over time. But it would have been very easy at the height of any of these crises to just feel like it's never going to get better, and that, you know, someone needs to literally exit, jump ship, get on the lifeboat, and, you know, take whatever losses that they have. So perhaps that is the message, to simply say that if people are going to be investing, then a long-term view tends to be quite important, or at least being firm about the type of goals, you know, that a person has for their own portfolio, the type of goals that a person has, you know, for what they want their investments to do for them. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter. We're hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.